Don't you see? Now's our chance. While we're still young and there's just the two of us, it'll be much harder when we have bairns. She laughed. Aren't you getting a bit ahead of yourself, my old Winterbourne? Who said anything about bairns? Her laughter encouraged him to press on. You've no idea what's outside the deal. The world's out there waiting for us. Great big cities, fancy buildings with electricity in every room, moving pictures, motor cars, so much to see and do. She cut in. There's a whole world right here, and it's our world. It's been good enough for our families, and it's good enough for me. Why are you so restless? Can't you just get on with life like the rest of us? You can worry about finding another job if you lose this one. But right now you've got a job, and you earn a decent crust. So stop your yammering, please. But Min, she began to sob, first quietly, then big, jerky gasps. She brushed aside his proffered handkerchief and, taking his hand, pulled him over to the newly built stone memorial in front of the chapel. She pointed at two of the dozen or so names engraved there. William Hawthorne, Epes, 1917, and George Hawthorne, Mons, 1914, and then turned back to look at him, tears now coursing down her cheeks. Mam needs me, and I don't want to leave the place I've lived me whole life in. Me da and our Georgie are gone now, and this slab is all I've got left to remember them by. And every time I walk past, I think of them, and I say a little prayer for them. I'll marry you, but only if we stay here. It's your choice.